Precise measurements from satellites show big changes in the ice that covers Antarctica. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. About 90% of all the ice on planet Earth is locked into the ice sheets that cover Antarctica. Researchers say more of that ice is moving to the sea. A recent study estimates that each year as much as 150 cubic kilometers of ice slips off Antarctica and into the water. When that ice melts, it adds to the volume of water in the ocean and causes a slow but steady rise in sea level. Isabella Velliconia is a physicist at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She and a team of researchers studied satellite data that documents subtle changes in the Earth's surface. Between the years 2002 and 2005, they saw changes in the measurements for the Antarctic ice.
During those 3 years, the ice sheet is losing about 150 cubic kilometers a year. You know, if you want to think about what does it mean in terms of everyday life, well, you know, it's the amount of water that all the U.S. use in 3 months. So it's a lot of water.
Velliconia says that ice is causing sea levels to go up. At the current rate, it's adding about 0.4 millimeters per year. That might seem tiny, but it adds up year by year, and it's contributing to an overall increase in sea levels. Velliconia says the Antarctic ice sheet is actually getting thicker in some places. She says climate changes are dumping more snow in some parts of the interior. But on the whole, Antarctica is showing a negative balance. In other words, not enough ice accumulates every year to compensate for ice that has slipped into the sea. An article about the loss of ice on Antarctica was published in March in the journal Science. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.